Happy Thursday. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Benasca. She is Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. And Jody, two more 10 by 10.
Yes.
This
tomorrow
weekend.
Night.
Yes.
We kick off with Trey McIntyre Project tomorrow, 8 o'clock show. We have had Trey McIntyre Project, the dancers, and Trey himself and his staff here with us for a couple of days. They've been out doing residency work. Some of you may have seen them wandering around the university campus on Wednesday night. And any of you who are going to be at the Fayetteville First Thursday tonight should keep an eye open for some people in Trey McIntyre t-shirts, because they have this fabulous program that they do. Trey McIntyre Project is very much about trying to take modern dance or classical dance with ballet overtones, trying to take all of those dance things and make them accessible to people and make them feel safe and fun and like get people connected to them in ways that they're not used to. You know, normally you go to a dance show, you watch it, you leave. These guys want to get you involved. And so they have created something called a SPURBAN. SPURBAN stands for Spontaneous Urban Performances. So they go from location to location, everywhere from, you know, up at the university to the first Thursday in the Underwood in there. You know, they might be out on the square. You never know where they're going to be, and they will just spontaneously burst into dance. And you will get to be there with them, and you can either watch and engage, or you can keep walking. But it's up to you how you experience it. So if you're coming out to First Thursday, keep an eye open for them, because they're going to be around.
All right. And that's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. The show is tomorrow night.
Right, right.
Yes. The show is at 8 p.m. And another great thing that we're doing for the 10 by 10 series is we're having a pre-show conversation where actually what you will be able to do is, if you have a ticket to the show, you can enter the hall at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to watch them in their warm-up on stage. And then the dancers will go off and get prepared. And Trey McIntyre, the choreographer, will come hang out and answer questions for a few minutes. And then they will all go away, and then you'll move to your seat, and the show will start at 8 o'clock. So it's a great way to really get connected to this art form that you never really get to see other than just watching the dancers, but you'll get to watch them rehearse. I mean, we watched a little bit of a rehearsal today, and even then you just realized it just totally demystified it for us. You suddenly went, these are just people. They are really great athletes. Their body is this finely tuned instrument, and they're just trying to make it better. And that's what they're all about. And they're trying to tell a story through the music and through the dance. And it was really, it suddenly went, okay, that makes sense. I can understand this. This isn't scary. This isn't weird. This is actually just really high athletic ability and really great creative spirit. And
with a narrative?
With a narrative in some cases, right. Although the thing that's great about Trey McIntyre, if you listen to them, or if you go visit our blog, we have a Q&A there with them. They really want you to take from the dance whatever you want to take from the dance.
So it's more like looking at a portrait or abstract painting or...
Absolutely. And it's a lot of the same process. The way a choreographer creates a work is in many ways the same way a painter does. You start with a dancer and you start with an idea and you do one brushstroke or you do one dance phrase and then you go, okay, how did that work? I think that's great. Now I'm going to take and add this other thing, or now I'm going to add this other color. So it's a really, it's a very similar process. And for the kind of dance that Trey McIntyre does, it is very much about just feeling what you feel. If it makes you angry, if it makes you happy, if it makes you sad, if it makes you go, I'm not 100% sure what that was, that's the right emotion to have. There's no right or wrong with it, which is a really empowering and fun experience, because you don't have to worry about whether you understand it or not. You just have to experience it, which I think is great.
Most tickets are $10.
And there are very few of them left. So if you're going to get them, I would get them now. You can get them at 443-5600, or you can go to waltonartscenter.org and get them there.
If my count is correct, this is the third 10 by 10?
That is correct.
So my count is correct that Saturday night is the fourth 10 by 10.
Saturday night is the fourth. This is Kenny Barron and David Sanchez on the 10 by 10 series, which is amazing. Kenny Barron is a 2010 NEA Jazz Master, one of the reigning jazz, you know, figures.
Masters.
Masters, really. There's no really other word for it. But I was just learning a little bit about him. He has, both Kenny Barron and David Sanchez have been to Walton Arts Center in Northwest Arkansas before, but they have never been together. So Kenny Barron has performed two or three different times. He performed with, you know, a concert back in 94. And then he was here with Canta Brazil. And then he was here with Turtle Island String Quartet. And then David Sanchez was here with a Jazz Society concert. But they've never played together. So the idea of combining those two, you know, those two forces is going to be, it's going to be really great.
That's Saturday night.
That's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. In the spirit of 10 by 10, we will have a pre-show conversation. It will be in Star Theater. It'll be facilitated by Robert Ginsberg, who is the president of the Jazz Society here in Northwest Arkansas. And I just learned that both Kenny and David will be there.
Wow.
So you will get to listen and participate in a facilitated conversation with them. So that will be at 7 o'clock in Star Theater, and then you will move over to the big hall to see the actual performance.
So that's Friday and Saturday. Then we're going to roll through the week.
We roll through the weekend and into the next weekend. And on the 9th, we have the UA Percussion Ensemble at 7:30. On the 10th, we have Merle Haggard.
That's right.
Which, not a lot of tickets for that left. What we're doing right now is taking people's names and information. If they're interested, get on the list, because if we have some tickets come available, we will email, and you might get a shot at getting a last-minute ticket. And then on the 11th and 12th, we have the Broadway musical Spring Awakening. This is a new musical that came out a couple of years ago. It definitely rocked Broadway. It changed things a little bit. It's about teenagers and about the journey that teenagers take through discovering themselves. It's a wonderful musical. It has a lot of great, you know, it won a whole host of Tony Awards. Does have some content challenges, so we urge you to go to our website and, you know, look that up. There's a website there that parents can use to decide if they want to bring their teenagers to the show.
Excellent.
But it's one of those shows that we're just so proud to have, because it's truly it's changing Broadway. It's a very different Broadway musical. It's meant for young people, and so we're excited to have it here. And then we move on to Bill Bryson on the 15th, the wonderful humor and travel writer. The title of his program is Notes from All Over, and he just put out a new book, as we talked about last week.
Which is about being at home.
At home,
which
yes.
Which usually he writes about not being at home.
Yes, usually he writes about being out in the world and experiencing things, and I watched an interview with him where he talked about wanting to try to see if he could bring that same sensibility to his house. So he wanders from room to room in his house and decides if he can interpret history through his bathroom or through his kitchen or whatever, which is just a really kind of funny concept.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the book is quite funny too. So he will be here. He'll do some readings from short stories, and then he will do a Q&A, and then he will also sign books afterwards. And then we're into the next week, and the UA Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band performs on the 17th. And before you know it, Monty Python's Spamalot will be back.
For two nights.
Just two nights, only three performances. Some of you will remember we had them a couple of years ago, and it was a riot. One of our most popular shows. We're delighted that we can bring it back for a few shows this year. And it's the perfect time of year to have this sort of zany Broadway humor in there, because you're just about to get stressed out with the holidays. Why not go see Monty Python? They will definitely make you laugh. The last time they were here, they called the hogs during the show. So I can't promise they'll do it again, but it was funny when they did. So we're excited. We're excited about that. And before you know it, the holidays will be here.
What's happening tomorrow morning at 9?
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Martin Short. Tickets to Martin Short's performance are going on sale. This is neat. This is, you know, Martin Short is just he's a comedic, you know, genius, and he's been in so many movies and on so many TV features, and he will be performing a solo show. We believe that there's going to be music. He's going to do some songs. You know, he's been in everything from The Producers to Saturday Night Live to Father of the Bride. And so he's going to do some of his favorite characters. He's going to sing. He's going to, you know, do some stand-up. I just think it's going to be a fantastic show. And that is Tuesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. So it's a little ways off, but the tickets go on sale tomorrow. And the timing of that is nice. It might make a really good Valentine's Day present.
Someone had pointed out to me yesterday that this means two-thirds of the Three Amigos from the movie Three Amigos will have been on stage within a year.
You're right.
Just need what? Chevy Chase.
Yes, that's fantastic. I hadn't thought of that. Martin Short and
Steve Martin,
and all we need is Chevy Chase now. Well, we'll have to work on Chevy
Chase.
See if we can get Chevy Chase so we can have the trio complete. That would be really fun.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or 443-5600.
Jody, thanks.
Thank you.